Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started by saying our Faith in the Morning confession. It's important to start our days by saying what God says about us. Our words direct our life, and as we say this confession, it reminds us what God says about us, and it causes us to live with confidence, knowing that as we speak God's words, we're going to see them come to pass in our life. Are you ready? Say it with me. Say, I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Go with me once again to Romans chapter 9, verse 1. We introduced this concept a little bit yesterday, and we'll pick up on it. Romans chapter 9, verse 1, New Living Translation says, with Christ as my witness, I speak with utter truthfulness, my conscience and the Holy Spirit confirm it. The Amplified says, I am telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me, enlightened and prompted by the Holy Spirit. We shared yesterday that your conscience is a safe guide. Your conscience is the voice of your spirit. Your spirit, remember, you're a tripart being. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a physical body. And the Holy Spirit deals with your spirit. He gives evidence to your spirit. He leads you through your spirit, and your spirit will pick up on the leading of God. Your spirit will pick up on the moving of the Holy Ghost. Your conscience is a safe guide. As I said yesterday, the cricket was right. You can let your conscience be your guide. If you're born again, your conscience is a safe guide. Go with me to 1 John chapter 3. We'll share more of something that's important if you're going to be going to use this vital faculty God's given us in the form of our conscience. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And as you turn there, I want to remind you about this book. Some of you may have never read it before. It's called How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. I can't tell you how many times I've read through this book. I'm not even sure if this is their current book cover, but this book is vital to every single believer. I've had this book for probably a good 20 years, and I've read it through many times. I recommend people read it and reread it every single year. It's a powerful book about how to be led by the Spirit of God. It's not even 130 pages. It's a simple read, but a powerful, profound read that will help you live the life God has for you and make sure that you're led by the Spirit of God. So 1 John chapter 3, verse 20, again, it's called How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. And since we're going into the weekend, you can read it all through this weekend. I encourage you, whether you can do order via Amazon or go to rhema.org or download, however, I encourage you to read it this weekend. It will encourage you. You can get through this weekend and it will bless your life. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20, the New Living Translation. Actually, we'll read it from the New King James Translation. It says, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Notice what it says. It says, if our heart condemns us. The next verse, verse 21 says, beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. Notice it didn't say God was condemning us or the Holy Spirit was condemning us. What's condemning us? Our conscience. You know, when we're born again, our conscience lets us know, man, that was wrong. You shouldn't have done that. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have gone there. You should have done that. On the inside, we feel like, oh, man, I should have made a better choice. Now, notice, it didn't say God was condemning us. It didn't say the Holy Spirit was condemning us. It says our conscience, our own spirit was letting us know we missed it. Now, when that happens, what do you need to do? Be quick to repent. Say, oh, God, I missed it. Please forgive me. Now, you don't have to feel guilty and go into crying and remorse. You just do what 1 John 1:9 says. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. What happens? You do that. You've handled that issue. Your conscience lets you know, hey, you missed it. You need to fix this. You need to repent. Once you do that, your conscience is clear again. And if your conscience is clear, your conscience doesn't condemn you, you will have confidence toward God. A lot of people struggle walking in faith and hope because their conscience is letting them know, hey, I'm missing it. And when your conscience keeps saying you're missing it, guess what? You won't have confidence toward God. You won't stretch out in faith. You won't stretch out in hope. You won't believe God's going to do amazing things for you. It's not because he doesn't love you. It's not that he wants to do amazing things. It's your conscience saying, hey, you gotta get this right. So on the inside today, if your conscience is telling you to fix something, to repent of something, make sure you do it. It's important to keep our conscience clear, because as we keep our conscience clear or our heart tender before God, it's easier to be led by him. Well, we're out of time for today. Make sure you read that book I recommended today, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. And I'll see you next week on Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you today. So expect miracles. I love you so much. Make sure you read today's newsletter. The link to the newsletter can be found in the show notes, as well as Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and the description, social media. God bless.